It's something that I don't usually talk about because I'm afraid that I'm making people uncomfortable. It's something that affects me in almost every aspect of life.
The skin that I'm in has been given from God above. It's not to be ashamed of. We're all made in His image. This skin that I'm in has been worn thin, though it's done nothing wrong. It's always told it don't belong. Go back to where you come from.
Why'd you stay in this country?
Now I'm done, I'm giving in to what I'm feeling. I'm tired of making myself small, so you can stand tall. I'm so over feeling sorry for myself. I'm taking my dignity off the shelf, wearing it with pride. I got nothing left to hide.
I would get called the blackness. I felt ugly being of a darker skin tone. So I tried to gel my hair, or I started listening to skater punk music. So I tried culturally to lighten myself, if that makes sense.
When we turn off the lights, they say, "Oh, Storm, where did you go?"
This skin that I'm in has been made strong by the sticks and the stones, the slings and the arrows.
Do you forgive them?
No. No. Can't take back no hurt.
This skin that I'm in has been strong for so long. Now it's not going back. I'm right here where I belong. Cause I'm done, I'm giving in to what I'm feeling. I'm tired of making myself small, so you can stand tall. I'm so over feeling sorry for myself. I'm taking my dignity off the shelf, wearing it with pride. I got nothing here to hide.
How do we fix this? We think critically about colorism. We think about where it began. And where it begins and ends with us.
It needs to start within our own culture.
I love the skin I'm living in. I love the skin I'm in. Wouldn't change it for anything. I love the skin I've been giving.